right, we are back. Second hour of Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, and before I move on, it was almost like that was a setup, though, with MSNBC. I know that they do a four-day weekend. Maybe they thought they could get away with it, but maybe somebody in that organization knew that this was going to happen. My conspiratorial mind almost just thinks that, man, it really gave some good cannon fodder for people like Gateway Pundit or Breitbart, and where I saw this floating around, and then Dice did a video on it. I mean, it's almost like, my gosh, are you guys that freaking retarded? Are you that buffoon level to where you would just walk into a setup like that and try to get away with it? Or somebody up on the food chain wants to put these clowns like Mika and Joe through the ringer and really put egg on their face? I don't know. You guys got to make that up for, you know, in your own mind. It's very, very just interesting to think about that. Now, you heard Mark Dice, and I guess I'll segue into this now. I got to get this out here. I got a bunch of stuff that I really want to get to. I want to get to this Charles Manson, Polanski, Rosemary's Baby article and connection that I want to get through sometime tonight. I hope I can get to it. But Ken, get clip five ready. Now, this really cuts to the bone of what we're seeing with Hollywood, the pedos, the satanic underbelly of the music industry. A lot of the black researchers have really dug into this with the rap side of the house. But like Good Fight Ministries, and, you know, with their documentary, They Sold Their Soul for Rock and Roll, they did a lot of heavy research into the prominent people of rock and roll, like, you know, Jimmy Page and Elvis and Eric Clapton and Stevie Nicks and, you know, all these Beatles and Hendrix and all these various people, like the real heavyweights of rock and roll. They did their due diligence on that, movie. And then a bunch of people have done a really good bunch of work on the Magicians, that side of the house, with David Copperfield, Dynamo, a bunch of these Asian magicians. I mean, the unexplainable things that some of these guys can do. And so you've got this Hollywood music magic, this whole world where basically you've got to somehow go through an initiatory and initiation process and basically relinquish, you know, Bob Dylan with Ed Bradley on 60 Minutes talking about the chief commander who he had to make a deal with in this world and the world you can't see. I mean, that's very classic stuff with Beyonce and Jay-Z and Kanye West and all those folks too. But I'm going to play a little bit of this clip five just for the audience. And so this is one of these people, like it's a female, and I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she's really done she's on a lot of people's videos where she exposes some of the very nasty, nasty stuff that these people allegedly have to do to maintain their fame, wealth, so forth and so on. And so with no further ado, Ken, let's roll clip five.
They give you a taste of the good life. You know, they take you on private vacations to isolated islands, or you get the penthouse suites in hotels. You get yachts, private jets, shopping trips. They lavish you with gifts. They make it look like it's the good life. This is the good life. Join us. You can have anything you want. You are a god. You can have the world. This is what they tell them. they don't tell them the small writing. And so people get infatuated by the luxury and the lavishness of being, wow, running elbows with the rich and the elite, your own private jets and yachts and islands, and the good life. They're treated very well. And then they join. They decide, okay, I'm going to join. I'm going to join with you guys. And you start moving through the levels and you realize, hey, wait a minute, this isn't what I signed up for. Because then you start learning the ghastly truth of Satanism. And then when you get in, it's rituals, eating babies' hearts, sacrificing babies, drinking blood, being forced to have, if you're married, adulterous relationships, because all of them are forced into adultery. Satan doesn't honor a marriage. You're married to him. Satanists have their own services that mock Christian services. They have them almost every weekend. They have them in underground churches across America. And they do everything opposite and against what a real church would do. Why would you want to join a group of people that think eating feces and drinking urine is fun? It's not optional. You have to do it. They all do it. And they don't complain. They get beyond that stage. They don't complain. They do it. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, what do? You go to an underground Hollywood club, a super secret Satanist club. Do they serve feces on toothpicks? These people are nasty. And you can tell us the sheer demonism, demonic beings that control them, that make them do it. I mean, what human could eat feces and not just puke? Eating feces is huge with some. Huge. Anything abominable is high ranking with Satan. Anything that we would think is totally inhuman, abominable, then that's what you must do in Satan's realm. These groups are huge. There could be 100, 200 people at a gathering. They meet on estates in people's mansions, often on a Friday or Saturday night, so it looks like the person's having a party, maybe. They meet in churches on Saturdays, underneath Catholic churches, for rituals. They have these rituals where they bring in animals. And this weekend, pretty much all the groups had donkeys. And they force all the members to have sexual relations, bestiality with the donkey. Okay, you've been on my nerves for 2 months, you get the cat. And you've been on my nerves for a month, you get the dog. And you, the highest ranking of us all, you get the donkey. She chooses who gets what. And she forces them to be sodomized. They all do this, not just her. They force them to be sodomized by donkeys. They force them to perform fellatio on donkeys. And nobody gets away with it. Just because you're the president of the United States, who goes to the Chicago ones where Penny Pritzker is in charge, just because you're the president doesn't mean you get out. It means you have to give more. Because you've got the highest rank in the land. More abominable things are expected of you. It goes on. One of the biggest things you give up is any kind of humanity. It's nothing but about humiliation and degradation. You want more? You have to give more. You have to give up everything about what makes you human. And they all don't sit around in their black robes. That's so Hollywood. Because in all these rituals, a big part of them is the orgies that take place. They all take their clothes off. They're all doing drugs. You have to cause death and suffering. And when you cause death and suffering, it's accredited to you, and that's more power that you get. You know, these people are willing to have sex with donkeys, to help ask people to support their fashion lines, because you don't get a big name brand in America unless you're one of them. So Kanye West is coming out with a new fashion line, and he wants everybody's support. So yeah, he'll do his rituals in Chicago and ask for everybody's support.
What happened? They start thinking about things, and the conscience wear on them, and they're getting these phone calls saying, "You didn't throw up the goat today."
All right, you can stop it there. And it gets more into he goes into more or less the video music and so forth and so on, the rap, to where, why do you think there's this constant repetition of certain hand signs and hand over the eye and all these things we know about? No, I'm not saying what I just played to you, every detail that the woman was talking about is in it, but the macro vision of that she laid out, I believe, is let's just say not 100% accurate. I'm not into all that, you know, weird trash, but you could, it rings true. To like when I bounce it off of what I already know from many other irons in the fire researching this stuff, that the basics are there. And I heard that years ago, you know, when you're digging around researching on YouTube and other places, you run into these. And then, you know, I was like in and out of sleep the other night, and you know how YouTube will keep playing things, you know, the next video in line, and I heard that again, and I'm like, oh, I want to play that on the show, because a lot of people can't wrap their minds around the psychopathy, number one, and then the lack of empathy that comes along with that, and then just the outright way people can walk around knowing that the blood of, I mean, look at George W. Bush, who's sitting there, Bonesman Bush, sitting there, the shock and awe, like this old fart Rumsfeld, son of a SOBs. I mean, even back in 2003, when the whole thing with Iraq started and the whole shock and awe, Rumsfeld was an old grandpa. I mean, he's that close to meeting his maker. And he could still become SecDef, Secretary of Defense, and then sit there and smile, knowing that your forces are over there pounding, doing the shock and awe hit on Iraq. I mean, even if I was 25, see, I was this kid where I'm like, I'm in the military and I'm worried about my soul. And I was, I was nihilistic. Don't get me wrong, but I still had that thing where, you know, that thing that growing up in church and so forth, and then, you know, going to PSR classes and all that stuff. There was an indelible mark that was put on my soul. You can say it was baptism, communion, confirmation, and all these things. Blah blah blah. And somewhere. I was still always in the back of my mind worried about where I stood spiritually in the universe. And I could just wonder how a 70-year-old dude could, or like David Rockefeller or Zbigniew Brzezinski or this old bloated sack Henry Kissinger, how they could still sit around, you know. And it goes back to like what Bob Dylan said. He's like, you know, Ed Bradley, I think it was the black guy's name, he's dead now. But he's like, why do you still do it? Why do you still do it? He's like, well, I'm holding up my end of the bargain. And he's like, you want to tell me what your bargain was? He's like, well, to get where I am. And he's like, you want to tell me who you made the bargain with? And he's like, the chief commander in this world and in the world you can't see. And he's talking about the contract, okay? And I was digging back into the magicians the other day because that really fascinates me how, you know, and you get into Manly P. Hall, one of the real, real heavy hitters in the Freemasonic world, where he actually in his books, you can find it on YouTube, where it quotes it. It talks about the magician and it talks about basically the contract. And then this little British kid, his name's Dynamo, one of the baddest ass magicians out there. One of his buddies talked about how Dynamo disappeared, went off in the woods. And this goes really closely to what Manly P. Hall was talking about becoming a magician and how Dynamo disappeared off into the woods. And he comes back and he does all these magic tricks and so forth and unexplainable ones. And so, you know, this, it's just fascinating, and it's fascinated me for a few years now, this whole realm. And I know I talk about it from time to time, and maybe I'm getting some of the people tired of hearing about it, but oh well. But I think this is like one of the real big keys when you look at the Weinsteins and the Kevin Spaceys and all this whole world. It's the Eyes Wide Shut Kubrick thing that he was trying to tell us, man, a lot of people think Kubrick was killed for Eyes Wide Shut, and you know the whole thing with what is it, Jay Dyer and the guy that's on Rents all the time. Jay, there's another Jay that does he does documentaries, and he's real big into Kubrick. I can't think of him now. I'll look him up during the break, but. You know, a lot of people think that Kubrick, of course, was involved with the moon landing footage that was shot in a studio. We could go down that rabbit hole if, you know, but I don't want to tonight, but I got a lot to try to get to. But it ties into this underbelly of control and the agenda to keep everybody, you know, moving forward with the agenda. You know, you see this thing where like the kind of one mindedness of to be the Hollywood actors and a lot of the musicians and so forth and so on. They're all part of that big kind of heavy, you know, the big money makers. And so very creepy stuff. And You hate to hear about babies being born with no social security numbers that are easily disappeared, and all these disappeared children and all that stuff for these rituals and so forth. But wanted to get to that. We'll see you guys on the other side. We will move on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? a voice of truth in a sea of lies, do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back. City Erie Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hope everybody's enjoying the show. I want to read a little Gordon Duff and have some fun with Gordon Duff over at Ventrins today. Weinstein and the Mossad, less than the whole story. The current Hollywood witch hunt over sexual harassment is totally out of hand, and there is a reason for it. I'm going to keep this short and sweet. The current Hollywood witch hunt over sexual harassment is totally out of hand, and there's a reason for it. The endless tales. Now coming out of Britain as well, Hollywood, news media such as it is, government, all this is carefully engineered. The real story, the one Pizzagate was invented to cover, the real reason Weinstein is being used, and we will all get to, and we will get to that as well, as the child sex ring run by Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell out of New York and Mar-a-Lago. This was a Mossad burn operation that caught hundreds and put them into virtual slavery. Key members of regulatory bodies, including especially the U.S. Department of Energy, the Security Exchange Commission, and the House GOP leadership. Now, personally, I think this is funny because I, from what I understand, this is exactly what Daddy Bush did while he was CIA director and later on and so forth, and while he was vice president and acting president basically for 12 years, that this is the exact template that Daddy Bush used. Duff's trying to say that Donald Trump's the head of it, which I – look, I mean, Trump, he might have a little dirt on his hands, but I'm not going to necessarily think that, you know – Trump is necessarily the head thing guy in this thing. Controlling the Department of Energy allows the Kosher Nostra to continue to trade in stolen weapons-grade nuclear material, one of the investigations buried after 9/11. From Washington, U.S. film producer Harvey Weinstein contracted former Mossad agents to track down and ultimately silence women preparing to accuse him of sexual assault, says a report published in The New Yorker. Weinstein, the magazine, reported on Monday, retained the services of Black Cube, a firm that describes itself on its website as a select group of veterans from the Israeli elite intelligence units specializing in tailored solutions to complex business and litigation challenges. Black Cube, that's quite fascinating. The Kaaba in Mecca, the Black Cube, and the whole thing with Saturn and the tie-in there and the Black Knight satellite. It's just interesting. The firm has a branch in Tel Aviv but operates across Europe and the United States. Why do you think Trump is at war with the FBI? Well, there's a lot of reasons why you would want to be at war with the FBI, not necessarily because of what Duff is saying. But I figured I would read this just to give some balance here. All were burned in sex orgies set up by Trump and Epstein with FBI informant Felix Sater, chieftain of the Kosher Nostra, sitting in the wings. Now, Trump and Epstein do live close together down there in Florida. Since that time, and I just injected that. Since that time, everything we read is deflection, including the investigation of Russia and the election. Israel rigged the election, not actually Israel, but Kosher Nostra, which is Israeli run, but appears to be Russian and more often that now works from Russia. This was the point, leaving the fingerprints of Russia on everything. As for Weinstein, he became disposable, simply there to provide deflection and to turn the pressure on the liberal media, Hollywood, people like Charlie Rose, and eventually after longstanding Mossad targets like Senator Al Franken, seen as a dangerous anti-Zionist. Burning Franken was huge. Yeah, Jewish Al Franken is a dangerous anti-Zionist. I mean, it kind of getting deep with old Duff here, trying to say that Franklin had to be Al Franken was a Mossad target. I find that one hard to swallow. Weinstein had gotten out of control, and a deal was cut to provide coverage, to limit his real crimes, and to silence anyone who would come out with hard material. The Mossad is doing this for him, and this was reported in the media, misreported, as the nature of the real charges against Weinstein are nothing. Well, other people are saying that there's a multi-agency thing going on out there on the West Coast, and they're about to start arresting. We'll see this all play out. And I'll finish this on the other side. There's a couple paragraphs left, and then we'll move on.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you want to go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy Cleaner is $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the Energy Cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the Energy Cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Yourself a shot and let's start to sin. The bottle's getting lower again, my friend. Let's light up the smoke and live hard till the end. Yeah, I'll do it right, you can do it wrong. Just look out, darling, cause you know I'm top strong. You can do me right and I'll do you wrong. Look out, darling, cause I'm showing you the rebel within.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Let me finish up this Gordon Duff article. But you know what? Sometimes I got to give it to veterans today. The comments under the articles are crack me up, and there's some very heavy hitters, let's just say, that do comment behind a lot of these articles, where you get basically refresher knowledge and dot connecting and all kinds of cool things that can, you know, you can get out of the comments. This isn't like reading comments on Breitbart or the Gateway Pundit. People are really slinging some info. So let me last couple of paragraphs here. Behind all this, and Stu Webb was totally right. Now, Stu Webb and Duff and Glenn Kennedy and Duff and all these guys, they've had a falling out. So now Duff is basically coming out and saying Stu Webb was right here. You know, Fetzer and Duff, Fetzer and Rents, Duff and Stu Webb, Duff and Glenn Kennedy, they've all had these falling outs. Are the satanic organizations? Now, he's saying St. Hubertus, which, look, the guy Poindexter, who's a member of St. Hubertus, remember when the Scalia got whacked down there and at the Cibolo Creek Ranch, that weird looking kind of Bohemian Grove West operation owned by Mr. Poindexter, where Scalia died. Very weird that the Pope was right there in vicinity. And this is a Catholic order, a Hunters, the International Order of St. Hubertus. Very weird, and I covered it heavily, I think, the day that Scalia died. And then Jones sent a crew down there, David Knight and Joe Biggs and all of them, took a bunch of footage. That Scalia thing is still crazy. And then he talks about Temple of Set. Of course, that was Michael Aquino's spinoff from Anton LaVey's Church of Satan. and more that swept the military and later Washington, leading to the Franklin scandal. We know about that at Boys Town up there, in Warren Buffett's stomping ground of Nebraska. I can't remember the name of the town, but that's where Offutt Air Force Base and all that weird stuff. And the death of Scalia, so much more the real meat behind the petty daily crapper being fed. Someone needs to realize that millionaire spoiled movie stars are not real people. Women are being murdered and sold into slavery by the thousands each day while the media is concerned over people that don't deserve our attention. Human trafficking on a vast scale, and I agree with all this, takes place across the world, from at-risk children by the thousands disappearing into pedophile murder rings at home, like the ones run for D.C.'s politicians, to the local scandals that never rock places like Columbus, Ohio, or, Omaha. Yeah, that's where it was, Boys Town, Omaha, Nebraska. This is an epidemic and not about the media at all. After 9/11, drug and human trafficking increased globally tenfold. This was no accident. Nothing about 9/11 was an accident. Perhaps it's time that the Fort Lee mystery began to focus on a new direction. Why Fort Lee, the home of the kosher Nostra? Okay. Now, let me read, and this is a comment. Pedophile murder rings for D.C. politicians. I agree that there could be something to demonizing Podesta and Clinton to make it look like Trump is some kind of hero, but Pizzagate was certainly not a made-up invention. It started with Laura Silsby, who had ties to Hillary Clinton, being caught smuggling children out of Haiti, and was soon followed by the release of the Podesta emails. John Podesta left his phone in a taxi and then was successfully fished for his password, which was actually password from what the WikiLeaks stated. His emails were filled with all kinds of pedophile code language and invitations to Satanist parties. The police sketch for the kidnappers of Madeleine McCain look exactly like John and Tony Podesta, which we covered here, who both have creepy cannibalistic art displayed in their homes. Obama had $65,000 worth of succulent hot dogs and pizza delivered to the White House from Chicago. Many more disturbing details and awareness raising came from this intense grassroots citizens investigation. Well, you know, Chicago is famous for hot dogs and pizza. But, you know, let's see here. And I wanted to read this one. Let's see. Well, we'll just move on. I don't want to get caught up in this too much longer. Okay, so let's get into some of this real quick about the kind of the natural disaster stuff. I wanted to get some of this out. So, Ken, I sent you the order of where I wanted to go. So we're going to start at 17, then we're going to – okay, cool. So this is Bali, Mount – Agung in Bali. It's about to erupt. Let's play a little bit of this.
This is Dabu 7. An update to the situation with Mount Agung in Bali. As you can see now, the eruptions have become magmatic, and they are saying that a larger eruption could be imminent. Now, there have been multiple smaller plumes that have come out of this thing here recently. A lot of shaking, and they have raised the alert status in the region. Now, the initial rumblings in the release of ash did not prompt full-scale evacuations. They were waiting to see what was going to happen here. As you can see from this image.
All right, go ahead and stop it there. They're on the highest alert in Bali. Okay, so I don't know how many over the last number of weeks and short months here, I'm constantly seeing another volcano become active. Okay, very, very crazy. Let's hit clip 16 real quick.
Dabu 7, an update to this toxic cloud that was discovered over parts of Europe, and they're still trying to say that people are not in harm's way, but there's a lot more to this than they're saying. In Russia, which it first said, no, nothing was going on, is now admitting something has happened. This is interesting, and this is the region we're talking about right here.
Right above Astana.
Now, we have Russia confirming that there was extremely high contamination in this region. Now, it was about a month ago over Europe, there was a speculation emerging that there was some kind of nuclear accident inside of Russia or Kazakhstan. We have today now Russian authorities confirming that there was a spike in this radioactivity in the air over the Ural Mountains.
Okay, you can stop it there.
The Russian meteorologist.
And get 18 ready. But, you know, this city, Astana, which is, you know, it's a jumble of basically Satan. And they're basically, and I've covered this before and a lot of people looked into it. It's just like, you know, you got the big pentagram there carved into the ground. And it's like this, it's like Denver kind of, but for, you know, that part of the world. It's one of these New World Order type cities, satanic deal, Astana, Satana, just weird deal. Now there's this radioactive cloud that's been floating around, and who knows where a nuke plant could have went into meltdown, or whether there was some sort of a test, or whether there was some sort of a release by who knows who, but just very weird. And let's do 18 real quick.
This is Dabu 7 with some updated information pertaining to the San Andreas fault line and some recent earthquake activity in this region. This is an area I've talked about. Well, I pretty much update on this area every time we do an earthquake video, especially pertaining to the United States. And one of the hot spots that I've always watched is the areas down here near the Salton Sea. Because of how the plate or the fault line here comes down and ends and basically is stopped by the Salton Sea, and then these smaller fragments come off the other side. And we've seen a lot of swarming in this area before in the past. But they've also shown that if a big quake was to unzip from here, it would head right up the valley, right up the fault line. And it would grow larger as it was heading this way, is how they depict it. Now, what they're saying right now is that 134 earthquakes have hammered a three-mile stretch around Monterey County. Now, here just last week, there was a 4.6 magnitude quake that was felt in San Francisco and the surrounding areas that hit in this region. California is known for its earthquakes.
All right, go ahead and stop
it. Small tremor.
So I just wanted to play those in kind of a rapid succession because, you know, you got the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, Kirill, basically saying the end times are here. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church claims that the end of the world is approaching and has warned humanity prepare for the coming apocalypse. You know, it's just crazy, you know, somebody of that stature, and he's been having these meetings with Bergoglio Francis. They met in Cuba, then all this Antarctic activity with all these people going down to Antarctica. Or the ice wall, whatever you, whichever your viewpoint is. But, I mean, and that's why I wanted to use this to segue into clip 12. Get that one queued up. This is like revelation or simulation. So Mark Sargent's one of these flat earth guys, okay, and he's taking questions. But I'm just going to play maybe a minute of this. And then it goes into kind of like where I want to go with this. But this is what's so crazy with the whole simulation model where people are looking into physics and so forth and so on. And let's just say there's a whole swath of people, like especially in the alternative media now, that are questioning our very cosmology and construct to where they're going. Clip 12, Ken. Is where we're going. Let me double check that that's where it is. Yeah, Revelation or Simulation, clip 12 from the top. But it's crazy that people are questioning things so much to the point now they're questioning creation itself and basically saying, A, did God, is this God's computer simulation for us, or are we already basically submerged into somebody's matrix? And this is what people are actually questioning, is our existence with flat Earth and all this stuff, where people are looking at the models and they're like, wouldn't it be easier to program the Earth to be flat? And they're talking about game simulations and how basically in all these various kind of computer games that basically it's a flat simulation. But let's go ahead and do clip 12.
Over there. Yes, question.
I'm Mike Wood. My question is, you have a background in playing computer games and know some bit about computer programming.
Right.
And I was wondering what your thoughts on if the reason the Earth appears flat is because we're really just a computer simulation, and it was just too hard to program in a curve. It was just much easier to program in flat.
Why not program a curve into it?
No, I'm saying is it's maybe that's the reason it's flat, because difficult to program the curve, and they took the easy way out and just made it flat.
It's way more – you're absolutely right. It's way more efficient to program it flat. And I'm not going to go out and say it's absolutely a simulation. Of course, you know, what is matter, where are we, and that sort of thing. But you're absolutely right. In the development world, 99% of all programmers program it flat. Not because it's clever, because they're lazy. Exactly. That's really all there is. Programming a curve is hard. You've got to go take into a lot of geometry, so you don't do it. So you always will develop it flat if you can. Yeah, absolutely right.
So I came across this video today. It's a compilation of clips from all these different Hollywood movies that somebody spliced together to portray the events in the Book of Revelation. And it made me think of something that a friend of mine said a few weeks ago when he was reading the Book of Revelation, and just thinking about it in the context of all this, you know, the enclosed cosmology and everything that we've been kind of coming to see fitting together with the whole quantum physics, quantum mysticism, simulation theory thing, and, you know, how more and more people in all sorts of slightly different ways, but it's really all the same belief system, you know, where reality is an illusion, it's a construct, it's a matrix, it's a computer program, you know, however you want to describe it. There's at least a dozen different variations of the same basic underlying idea. So yeah, this piece that somebody put together, it's got like over 1 million views, but of course it's coming from the whole, you know, it's the total Tim LaHaye left behind pre-trib dispensationalist sort of take on everything, with Jerusalem and the idea of being raptured out before the tribulation happens and all the stuff that I don't believe in myself, right? And of course it also includes all these little shots having to do with space and stuff coming from space, asteroids and meteorites and things like that, Planet X and whatever, all this nonsense. But it's interesting because I went ahead and just edited that stuff out, just the space clips and a lot of this pre-trib kind of slant on it. But it really does help you just stop and absorb what my friend was talking about, where, you know, when you're reading about all the things that Revelation describes in terms of signs in the heavens and the sun and the moon will be darkened and stars falling to the earth and the earth being shaken and all these cataclysmic events. And he was saying how it dawned on him how people who really believe in some variation of this simulation theory, this quantum scientism, whatever you want to call it, you know, wherein maybe the whole simulation
is just
game.
All right, you can stop it there, Ken. Just another kind of interesting angle where people are looking very wild. See you guys on the other side.
Core
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back. Incendiary Radio. Now, the reason why I really wanted to kind of play that one is it ties into, it doesn't matter what you or I believe necessarily. It really matters. Well, it matters what you believe. But what I'm saying is, this interlocking clique that really has the levers of control on a large swath of our existence, what they believe matters because they, let's say, have the wealth and power to implement it. So like when we look at revelation versus simulation, it ties in because a lot of these people seem to want to put us on the intellectual footing that this stuff's all coming to pass. Like I just mentioned, Kirill, the patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, talking about, hey, this is apocalyptic times we're in, blah, blah, blah. And many other people out of the, you know, various elements of the Christian world, a lot of them are in agreement to that. And so whether the elite are bringing us these events because they have the power to make it appear as if they're coming to pass, or hell, is this really going down? That's where I really wanted to go with it. Let's bring one more in here. Ken, let's do clip 10. And this is about an object entering the solar system. Now, the United States Air Force and the FAA, there was some mystery craft in Oregon people were talking about that was just going on in the last couple of days. Now this BPE Earthwatch is talking about this object, cigar-shaped object entering the solar system. Let's hit clip 10.
November the 21st, 2017. As you're looking at an artist rendition of an asteroid, or what they're saying was an asteroid that just kind of caught everyone off guard last month, after it had came into the solar system and then had come around the sun, and our radars and some of our other telescopes started picking it up. I'm hoping that as once they process the radar images, we'll get to see those. But again, this is an artist's rendition of a very elongated, what they say possibly was an asteroid. About 400 meters, pretty long, about 40 meters wide. Now, the description is unique also, and they're saying they have never seen anything like this because it is an interstellar asteroid or object. In other words, it's not something that we see orbit around the sun, go out to Jupiter, and come back in every 4 or 5 years. This thing, as far as our history, has never entered our solar system before. But what the radar is picking up, guys, is very strange indeed. Let's take a look at that. Again, an artist's impression of an interstellar asteroid called...
Okay, go ahead and stop it, Ken. Unique. So remember all the big kind of excitement about the Black Knight satellite a while back. Dr. Parker mentioned this object as well today. Just very weird things going on. Is it signs in the heavens, or is this artificial presentation to make us think it's signs in the heavens? You decide. See you guys on the other side.
In my life, I must confess, when it comes down to living, Lord knows I'm living it up the best. He's the best, now he's the rest. This here is a road to nowhere, and that road it leads to me. If you're headed out to somewhere, nowhere's where you'll follow me. It's the day to you believe. Road to
there is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.